Bobby Plager, first off, a simple question. How much fun is this?
Well, this is a lot of fun. I mean, nervous, but it's fun. And to be here, it's, it's been 49 years the last time we were in here. And it's, to me, it's great. Just what's going on in this city. How much fun is it? Just look around the city, see the people in here and the fans and what's going on. They deserve it. So it's fun, but we have one more job to do.
Yeah, we're not done yet. We're all kind of celebrating a little bit, as we should. But what's it going to take now to get that done?
Well, our players and what is happening in all the playoffs are leading up to the playoffs at the start of the year. There's so much trust in these players having each other, and you do lose a hockey game, and you see them come out. It's not going to bother them. They come out, and they're better the next day. They learn from it. And I played in the game, and I played with some of with the great coach the first years we were here, Scotty Bowman. And Scotty Bowman had our team, had us ready to play the games, and I think we have that here, a coach that's good. And we had the greatest goaltending in our days there, too, and that's why we got in there with Glenn Hall and Jock Vaughn. And they were great. Well, we have goaltenders here. They're pretty good. And right now, I mean, the players know this goaltender that we got here right now, he's going to win a game himself, or he gives our players the chance to come back and win. So when things aren't going good, he makes the saves, and our players get going, we come back and win. And the players know he's back there, so there's a lot of trust. And you have to have trust in this game, trust that this guy's doing this, trust whether you're a defenseman, you jump in, your forward's going to go back. And that's the way we're playing.
What makes this goalie, Jordan Binnington, special?
Well, I think he's very cool and calm. And, I learned a lot from when Glenn Hall was there, too. It was like Glenn. And we had goals that were scored in overtime in the playoffs. And you're out there, they score a goal in overtime, and you're just right down. I mean, he's just right off the ice. You walk in there, he's just taking a shower. Nothing bothers him. Get ready for the next game. Mm-hmm. Why? And he'd say, why let it bother me and think about it and worry about it? He said, I got a game coming up. Get ready for that. And I saw one of the games here that they scored the goal on him. It was in the overtime. And, I mean, he just looked and he went in the dressing room. And you see him come in and doesn't seem to have any nerves.
I know it's a long time ago, 49 years, but you played in that series. And since it's been the last time, it's coming up. There's a lot. But what are some of the biggest changes you've seen in hockey, but especially a Stanley Cup final in those 49 years since we were here last time?
Well, the game right now, the young kids and the speed of the game, and right now it's the big change, the equipment, everything. There's the change right there. But in the playoffs, we only had one referee, and the playoffs was, I always said, the no autopsy report, you never got a penalty. So you went out there, and it was war. The penalties, the referees controlled it, but they let a lot go. What I have a hard time now with is two referees out there. I never know what they're going to call some of the things they call, and they will let some things, let the players play, but then all of a sudden they make a call, and it drives me crazy. And the last game was the same. I couldn't understand the hooking they gave one of our players at one time, and that's the big difference to me, is the way the referees are, because these guys are young and they're skilled. And in our day when we were there, the Stanley Cup was so important, meant so much to us, because we were all Canadians. The first year, people don't know it, the first year of the expansion, 12 teams, every player was a Canadian except one. And that was our life, and our dream was to play in the NHL and to win a Stanley Cup. So the Stanley Cup meant so much to us. As it went on, you got the Europeans and all that, the World Cup means to them. The Stanley Cup doesn't mean as much to the Europeans as the World Cup, because that's their country, and the Olympics. But I notice now for a lot of these players, the Stanley Cup means a lot more, but at one time it was. But it means so much to the Canadians and now the Americans.
So what would it mean to you to see St. Louis Blues engraved on the Stanley Cup?
Well, to me, it's great. I mean, that's what you dream for. I was there. We had three chances. We didn't win it. And I always used to say, hey, it's the excuse. Maybe it's a loser's excuse, but I'd say, well, if you don't win it, be the team that loses it. It means you're the second best. But winning, that's still the dream, and that's a dream. And it's for me to be involved in the Stanley Cup, winning the Stanley Cup. For my family, especially, my kids and the grandkids, now, but it's for the city. I mean, we see what's going on in the city, and I've been in here, and the people, there's some great hockey fans in here, and you see there's more and more of them now, and they're so pumped up. So great for the players, great for myself, and the owners who put a lot of work into this here. That's what you, and they're local owners, and they've let the manager, you go get me a winner, and that's what they've done or trying to do right now. So there's a lot of things, but for the fans, you know, we're sitting here in the arena now, and we're looking out at the ice. Nobody's out there. Well, they have 18,000 fans come in here and sit here. It's the same thing. Nobody else on the ice. They're watching the big screen. So tickets go on sale today for the next game. 9 o'clock, 9:30, they'll be sold out. So this city is ready. And that's what I say. It'll be the biggest party. If we win, it'll be the biggest party this city has ever had. And I've been here for a lot of the World Series in 67. When the football team, the Rams, won, and the parade and the party. But no, it's going to be nothing like we ever do it here. And they deserve it. They need it. And I told somebody else, I said, you know, right now I'm finding the best part about the way we're playing now and the way the city's come from the playoffs and the whole city. I says, I found it. It's great because every place I go in the city now, you walk in and sit down, they say, hey, I'll take care of that. I'll take his bill. I says, I've eaten free and drank free for the last 3 weeks here in this city. So keep it going.
Well, nobody deserves it more. Bobby, thank you very much for the visit. I enjoyed every second of it.
No, thank you. And I'm very nervous, but let's get him over with.
Are you going to be able to watch any of the games, or are you going to still be pacing?
I walked around up there.
He paces.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I'm pacing. But, you know, I go in and I take a peek now and then. And, you know, I walk. I tell him, I says, it's the nerves, but it's as a player, you were never nervous. As a player, and I played in the overtime games, double overtimes and stuff. But you just got to the bench. You jumped on the ice. You weren't nervous. You didn't have a chance. You were out there to play, and you come to the bench. You sat there, and you're getting your breath, and you're waiting for your other guy to come off. And you can do something. I mean, you got to do. Now you sit up there, and I care about the players and everything so much that you're sitting, and you can't. You see somebody, and you're there. You're living with them, and you see, I have to turn around and walk away, and then I peek again. And I'll tell you, though, I walk by, and I look at the TVs that are around there, and I'll peek at them, and if the puck is in their end, I'll stop and watch it. And once it goes over the blue line towards our end, I turn my head, and I walk away, because I can watch someone with pucks in their end, but I can't watch in our end.
I know the feeling very much. Bobby, thanks again. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.